Okay, I'm driving, so just bear with me. But I just thought of this, and I feel like it's true-ish. Okay, so you know how there's big corporations, there's people that started businesses, there's smart people. They buy tobacco, and then they buy the manufacturing to make it into a cigarette, and then they buy all the products to need it, and then they sell it to you, and they end up making a profit. Obviously, you know, making the cost more than all the production that it costs. So that's where they make their profit. There's also TV shows, all the shit they buy, the cameras, the equipment, the stage, the everything. They buy these things and then they make a profit off of it. They make a profit off people buying these cigarettes. They make a profit off people being addicted. Addiction is what they make a profit off of. Addicted to these shows, addicted to cigarettes, addicted to anything. Same thing with drug dealers. Well, the thing is, I feel like they're kind of fucking us over in a way, because if you ever took an economics class, then they will use a term, mutual benefit. How someone just ran a red light. Holy shit. Okay. But they make a mutual benefit where I get my cigarettes, I get my addiction, I get my fix, whether it's the TV shows, whether it's me paying for Netflix, whether it's everything. I get what I want, but I don't need to watch these shows. I don't need to smoke these cigarettes. I don't need to do these drugs. I don't need to do any of this. I just do it because it makes me happy, and I benefit off that. I benefit because I'm happy. But how do the businesses benefit? They benefit off making a profit. What's more important, being happy and content with the cigarettes you smoke, with the drugs that you do, with the shows that you watch, with the certain types of food you buy, with the dinner you buy going out and the restaurant looks nice and the food looks nice, but the ingredients you could buy yourself and you could spend less money, but you would have to work for it. I could work on myself and not feed my addiction. I can work on myself and do something else or read a book that would last longer than a Netflix subscription and be cheaper, or a Hulu subscription, or I could build something to benefit me. It's just, we don't want to work, so we buy shit off of other people. And the laziness, the greed, businesses benefit off of that. They benefit off of human flaws and human errors. Our flaws are addiction. Our flaws are greed. We have a whole bunch of other flaws, but I can't think of all the technical words that make me sound smart because I'm fucking driving. Well, what I'm saying is, it's smarter to realize these emotions. It's smarter to look at yourself from another perspective and be like, damn, I don't need this. If I were to work on my own emotions and I were to work on what I do need and what I do want, then I wouldn't be giving these businesses as much money. Now you think, okay, well, if I were to work on myself and then start a business and sell to people, then you're doing the same exact thing the business is doing. You're saying, hey, you're addicted to cigarettes, let me buy you cigarettes, but give me an extra $5 for gas. That is technically an entrepreneur move. It's a very, very small entrepreneur move, and it's a shitty example, but buying cigarettes for kids and making a $5 profit every time, minus the $2 of gas it takes to get there, you know, that is considered an entrepreneur move. But not everyone can be an entrepreneur, because people are okay with being content. People are okay with feeding their addictions. And that's what businesses benefit off of. So if you're smart enough and you're, I don't want to use the hippie term like woke enough, but if you're able to view your emotions and see yourself and realize that there are things you want, and there are things that you need, and only focus on the things you need, then you don't need cigarettes, you don't need these shows, you don't need to go out, you don't need to drink. Drinking is another thing. I mean, drinking is a drug, alcohol is a drug, so that goes under what I said already, but you get the point. You don't need these things. Businesses are benefiting off of your own flaws. When I say, okay, I mean, I guess I guess, like, it all pertains to the drug business when it comes to the marijuana shit that we're starting to legalize now and cigarettes and all that. I only thought about this because I want to quit cigarettes, and I was like, damn. Like, this is $5 a pack. It makes me feel good for 3 seconds, and then it goes away. And then I get focused on the next cigarette I smoke. And then I get focused on the next cigarette I smoke. But then I run out of cigarettes. Well, how do I feed my addiction? I buy more. I spend money. And businesses benefit off that. I can see myself going in circles, and this is why my podcasts are always hours long. But you guys are seeing my point. There's really no point to feed your addiction, to feed your emotions, because there are businesses benefiting off that. I mean, yeah, it's good. It's a mutual benefit. It makes the economy go around. And if it wasn't for that mutual benefit, if I wasn't benefiting off of it, or if the business wasn't benefiting off of it, then the economy wouldn't be as good as it is now. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of good in that sense, but we'll focus on that when everyone takes my advice and then the economy goes to shit and we realize, oh shit, there are people that need to be lower than us that need to say, well, I don't really care. I have the money to do it, so I'm going to do it. If everyone was the opposite way and everyone was like, oh, well, I don't need cigarettes, well, then the economy would kind of go to shit because there's a lot of people buying cigarettes. If everyone did that with drinking, then the alcohol business would go to shit. If everyone did that with Hulu and Netflix and they decided to read a book instead, or they decided to work out instead. And that's even a gym membership. That's something. But I mean, like, when you work out, you're kind of bettering yourself, like, you're, like, it's health-wise, you know? So it's almost like, I just realized the money and satisfaction you get from going to the gym and a gym membership versus the money you spend and the satisfaction you get from buying cigarettes is so opposite. You're harming yourself for satisfaction, but at a gym, you're not harming yourself. You're bettering yourself for satisfaction. So I guess a gym would be one of the few exceptions, but you guys understand what I'm talking about. If we were to just not focus on our greed and not focus on our addictions and focus less on our emotions and more on what I need and what I don't need, then I feel like this world would end up being a lot better, I guess. Now, this theory only works if the population is low enough, and I guess we would have a traditional economy, where if you don't know what a traditional economic status is, it's really where, like, you fish and you hunt, like hunting and gathering and shit, and you make your own home, you don't pay someone to do it, and a business doesn't benefit off of it. There are so many people in this world, and there are so many people that don't want to work for what they want, that other people are smart enough to go, hey, I don't give a shit about my emotions, but I do give a shit about my profit. So I'm going to focus on my profit, and I'm going to work and work, even though it's hard work, and I don't want to work, but I'm speaking in someone else's perspective, but I don't want to work, but what makes me do want to work is knowledge that you can't help your own addiction. So I'm going to work by feeding your addiction, feeding what you want, and you'll pay me money for it. You'll benefit because you'll be happy for a couple seconds, and then I'll profit off you even more when you want more cigarettes. And the business will profit off of you money-wise. So, like, I just think it's way better to look at it from a very, very logical, non-biased standpoint and realize that it's just economically, independently, as your own person, economically, it's better for you. But, I just thought of this, and I think I'm going to try that. With that standpoint, with the logic behind it, I think it's a lot easier to quit cigarettes that way. Now, I know damn well, when I run out, I have 3 left, so when I run out by the end of tonight, because I'm working, so you know damn well I'm going to be fucking chain-smoking every break I get, after today, I'm probably going to buy another pack, But before I do that, I'm going to go, damn, aren't I being hypocritical? I mean, that's not really what I want to flaunt off, you know? Because that just kind of deteriorates everything that I am trying to stand for. So, I have to go into work. Hello, state trooper. Please don't search my car. I, am gonna go into work now. And, oh, also, update. I'm thinking of making an acid playlist where it's me talking on acid. So, whether or not I just decide to recreationally... Well, I guess it's all recreational, but whether I decide... Oh, shit. Hello, car. Whether I decide... Oh, one blood? I want to donate blood? How does a blood bank benefit off of... Okay, never mind. But... Oh, that guy is a big beer. Okay, I'm sorry. It's ADHD. But, I'm gonna try and make an acid playlist. Hello. Yep, please walk faster. Why are you in the middle of the fucking road? Oh my god! Okay, so there's a... Yep, there you go. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can see why I do this not driving. But, I'm gonna try and make an acid playlist where I'm just off my ass tripping on ascorbic acid, dithylamide, and I just talk and I rant. And I would love to watch that playlist versus a playlist I make when I'm sober or when I'm high. I mean, I guess I, like, the shit I say, like, half the time I'm high anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But, wow, okay, well, I guess we're packed. I'm gonna go into my job fucking busy, great. But, yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. I would love to do that, and I'd love to see the difference between me sober or high and me on acid doing this. And I feel really dumb saying that because it's, I mean, very illegal. And obviously, if I were to ever blow up or get any fucking revenue from this, then the police would be at my door going, yo, next time you make an acid playlist, we'll be here. Okay, so there's nowhere to park. I don't know. There's nowhere to park, like, at my job, and I don't know where to go. But I do have to go. I love you guys. Be safe out there. And it gets cold at night, so bring a blanket.